is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday, May 3rd edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Happy to be with you here for this hump day edition. 16 games across Major League Baseball, doubleheader between the Mets and the Tigers. Lots and lots of stuff to get to here on today's program. But before I do that, I want to talk about a couple of things really quickly here. First, all the stuff going on over at VSiN.com. Our NBA and NHL playoff hubs are available over there. Of course, we're into the second round now. In both of those postseasons, plenty of excitement, plenty of action, plenty more to come over at VSiN.com. Our Kentucky Derby betting guide will come out on Thursday. I wrote up a preview for the Kentucky Oaks along with my picks for that race, and we'll have Dave Tooley and several other experts with their thoughts on the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses, coming up here on Saturday. That's, you know, the most recent betting guide that we'll have, but we will have football betting guides coming out here in two and a half months or so. Football season will be here before we know it, but lots of great stuff over there otherwise at the website for you to check out. My guy Zach Cohen doing MLB player props every day, filling in for me on Sundays with his spin on a daily article. Jonathan Von Tobel doing NBA, Andy McNeil doing NHL, Michael Lombardi contributing about the upcoming NFL season, Steve McKinnon doing stuff with Major League Baseball and other sports as well. So a good time to head over to VSiN.com. Think about a subscription, $9.99 to try us out. Then you can look at the other subscription options once that first month offer runs out. The second thing I want to mention here on today's show, our podcast producer, Stephen Jung, with a much-deserved day off here today. The people who usually put on our VSiN programming also tasked today with doing the podcasts. And I just want to give all of them a shout out, and I won't list everybody by name. It'll take way too long to do that. Plus, I don't want to forget anybody, but the people that work hard downstairs at the South Point, the people that work hard behind the glass during our shows in studio at South Point, as well as the people working very hard at Circa, the producers, the APs, the audio people, the graphics people, everybody who has a hand in doing what we do here at VSiN. You don't know their names. They're not faces that you see on air. They're not our talent, but those are some very, very talented people that put together all the stuff that we have going on our VSiN airwaves, with our VSiN website, with our podcast channels, with everything. So a shout out to them here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Something I talked about yesterday on both my appearance on Sharp Money, as well as on the podcast here, and of course, in my article over at VSiN.com. Pitcher injuries, right? There's so many of them. And when you look up and down the card here for Wednesday, three pitchers making their major league debuts, Gavin Stone for the Dodgers, Jake Irvin for the Nationals, and Brandon Pfaadt going for the Diamondbacks. This will continue to be a thing as the season goes along here. So I just want to reiterate what I talked about yesterday in terms of understanding, you know, how to interpret and evaluate some of these minor league statistics. You have to do some reading to kind of look up these guys. And that's why I try to cover every game in my daily article, because I want to give some information about the pitchers, the teams, the state of the teams, all of that. But especially when we've got these young starters who are making their major league debuts here. So, you know, you can find a lot of information. FanGraphs has good stuff. MLB Pipeline If you have the premium accounts for places like Baseball America, Baseball Prospectus, The Athletic, stuff like that, a lot of good resources out there for you to check out and read some scouting reports about these guys and what you can expect, not only in their first starts, but also as they go throughout their major league careers here. Obviously, guys will make adjustments as they have to, but it's good to get a baseline. It's good to get an idea. And again, this won't be the last time where we have three guys making a debut, or a guy like Louis Varland for the Twins, who made five starts last year, one start this year. Now he's back up at the big league level. It's going to be a lot of this as the season goes along because of all these pitcher injuries. So I just wanted to reiterate the importance of that, because I think what a lot of people will do is they'll just disregard those games. They'll just skip right over them, not really give them a second thought. I don't think that's the best course of action, because to me, with, you know, 15 games on a regular MLB card, you start crossing games off and you may be missing out on some line value that's available in that game if you just did a little bit of digging, did a little bit of research. So just wanted to make that point one more time here on today's show. And one other point, while I'm feeling, I guess we'll say, philosophical here on today's program, I really liked yesterday's card. I really liked a lot of things on yesterday's card, and I tried to cut it down. I tried to not play all of the underdogs that I thought were live. And, you know, in some cases, like the Phillies, I picked the wrong one. I left off the Angels, who jumped on Steven Matz very, very early. You know, look, if you spend a lot of time second guessing yourself, it will make for a very long baseball season. It is a grind. I've talked about this before. 162 games, 187 days in the baseball season. It's going to wear you down. You're going to have days where you love a card and it doesn't come through. You're going to have days where you largely hate a card, make a couple of plays, and they do wind up winning for you. That's just the nature of the beast with Major League Baseball. This is not like the NFL. This is not like college football, where you get, you know, games once a week. Primarily, you get, you know, some of the one-off weeknight games and stuff like that. But Major League Baseball is every day if you're doing it every day. And that's why, and look, I'm sorry, I don't do the podcast on weekends, or I don't do the article on Sunday, but it will wear you down. And sometimes you need to kind of get that breather, step away, or just simply reevaluate and reassess the way in which you're handling the losses that you have. And I was very, very frustrated yesterday. You know, I've played a couple of games at Coors Field where I thought I had good edges. One was an over 11, I think, and the game was 1-0. Ryan Feltner, making his second start at Coors Field, shuts the Brewers out for five innings. Those things happen in Major League Baseball. It is the highest variance of any of the sports. And so just maybe kind of propping myself up a little bit here today and using my platform to do that and kind of drag myself out of a little bit of a tough mental spot. But that's the thing about Major League Baseball, and it doesn't go away if you're committed to betting the season throughout. So if this is your first season betting baseball, your 10th, your 20th, your 30th, whatever it is, you know, sometimes it's important to get that reminder and just keep that lesson in mind that, you know, no matter how much you like something, it still has a good chance of not coming through. You know, I mean, you think about a minus 110 price, break even rate 52.38%. You got to be right at least 53, 54, 55% of the time to show something for the time and effort that you're putting in. It's a difficult business. And some days are more difficult than others, and that's how yesterday played out. And hopefully today will be a little bit better here for us. So let's start by looking through the card here, and I'll take a break partway through because we got to, you know, pay the bills, keep the lights on, get a little bit of a sponsorship in there. But we start with this Phillies and Dodgers game. Aaron Nola and Gavin Stone, as I mentioned, Gavin Stone making his big league debut. And another thing that you want to keep in mind about these pitchers making their debuts here, go into the game logs and look and see, you know, how much they've actually worked in some of these games. Stone, for example, hasn't faced more than 19 batters in a start this year. So he's likely going to go about five innings or so and then move on from the game. Whereas Philadelphia may try to push a guy like Aaron Nola a little bit farther. And Nola is a guy that's a proven workhorse. You know, he's really working deep into games here over his last few starts. So we'll see what happens in this one. But Nola's a guy who settled in quite a bit after struggling early on in the season here. So interesting to see some movement towards the Dodgers as we get closer to first pitch. But for Gavin Stone, kid out of Central Arkansas, really good strikeout to walk ratio in the minor leagues, really good command as well. top 60 prospect according to Fangraphs coming into the year, deep pitch mix. And I think that's an important thing. If you see a scouting report for a young starter where it says he's got a deep pitch mix or a starter's pitch mix, deep arsenal, anything like that, that's a positive for a guy making his big league debut. Because if you're a guy who's coming up and you've been dominant with, say, two pitches in the minor leagues, but you don't have a third pitch, that's an issue at the big league level, because big league hitters make adjustments. They're much smarter at the plate. They'll kind of have a better idea of what your tendencies are going to be, then be able to execute their plans against what you want to do. If you're a starter that can throw four or five pitches, throw all of them for strikes, throw all of them effectively, get some swing and miss, that helps you out quite a bit. So I think a guy like Gavin Stone, if it's said, oh, he's got a deep pitch mix, that's something that should help him, I think, early on in his MLB career. The Braves and the Marlins, another game I want to touch on here, Kyle Wright and Braxton Garrett in this one. These two guys faced off last week, I believe it was, but that was a game where we had a rain delay and both guys only went three innings in that one. I think it's pretty interesting here to look at the fact that Braxton Garrett has allowed a lot of hard contact over his last three starts, and so has Kyle Wright. So this is actually a total that over at DraftKings moved up from 8 to 8.5 with the Braves about $1.35 favorite in this one. Kyle Wright easing his way into the season, hasn't been super sharp to this point in time. Did strike out 6 in 3 innings in that rain shortened start against the Marlins. High ground ball rate. I bet he's a guy that kind of gets it going quicker than some others. So I actually did give some thought to the Braves today. But Braxton Garrett, a guy who's performed well and also working in that safety net there of Marlins Park. I want to talk about this Cubs and Washington Nationals game for a minute. We do have a debut starter in Jake Irvin for the Nationals. He's a guy that a lot of the scouting reports said projects as a reliever, kind of a two-pitch pitcher type of guy. Those are the guys that maybe as a starter you do want to shy away from a little bit, making that leap from the minor leagues up to the bigs. And we do have the Cubs, a substantial -195 favorite in this game. But I'm looking to fade Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman on the year, 229 ERA, 379 FIP and 35 and a third, 236 batting average on balls in play, 59.8% ground ball percentage. Since 2015, there have been 20 pitching seasons, minimum 100 innings pitched, with a ground ball percentage of 59% or higher. The lowest batting average on balls in play of those 20 seasons is 256. Stroman right now running a 236. And furthermore, of those 20 seasons, only 6 of those starters had a batting average on balls in play against of under 270. Stroman again at 236. So I'm looking to fade Marcus Stroman. I didn't do it today because it's the Nationals and he's right-handed, and I don't know how Irvin will perform. I did think about the over in that game, but again, with Washington's offense, maybe not the best place to look for regression, but I am looking for it out of Stroman as we go forward here, and hopefully I'll end up with some good matchups to fade him in the near future. Last game in the National League to take a quick look at here, Milwaukee and Colorado. Eric Lauer going for the Brewers, Kyle Freeland going for the Rockies. These teams are both pathetic against left-handed pitching. They've both been in the bottom 5 this season in WRC+. The Brewers are 29th in WOBA. Colorado's a little bit better, but part of that because of Coors Field. But Freeland and Lauer have both been really, really bad so far this season. So this total goes up to 12, despite the fact that these are two bottom 5 offenses against lefties. Pretty interesting, I would say, with this game. But Lauer left his last start early, had a torn nail. He was really bad in that outing, too. So we'll see if he's able to bounce back a little bit here. But he allowed a 61.5% hard hit rate, 4 runs on 8 hits over 3 innings to the Detroit Tigers. So we'll see if Lauer bounces back or if that nail ends up being a little bit more of an issue. Let's talk about a couple of games in the American League I don't have plays on because there are 3 that I do. This Minnesota and Chicago game, I mentioned Louis Varlin getting the start here for the Twins. Dylan Cease getting the ball for the White Sox. Sox about $1.25 favorite. 7.5 the total at DraftKings, but most places showing 8 in this game. And I will tell you, the closest I got here to a side for today's slate was taking the Twins. Louis Varlin, a guy who's pitched well at the AAA level and also in his cups of coffee at the big league level, And Dylan Cease is a guy struggling a little bit now. So Cease has struck out 37 and walked 15 in six starts, but he's allowed a 50.6% hard hit percentage, and 18 of his 37 strikeouts came in his first two starts. He's given up five unearned runs. That's kind of a thing for him. He gave up a lot of unearned runs last year. I don't see clear-cut signs of injury, but his fastball velocity is down, and his vertical release point is down as well. Now, Julio Urias it didn't matter yesterday for the Phillies. He seemed to figure it out. So I'm curious if maybe this is just a mechanical issue for Cease, or if it's something else, and maybe today's start will shed some light on it. Varland's been good. The White Sox are still a bad offensive team, despite winning back-to-back games for the first time all year. I got close to taking the Twins here, but I will be paying very close attention to Dylan Cease and see, you know, what he looks like in this outing. Lastly, here in the American League, Logan Gilbert and J.P. Sears out at the Coliseum. This one, the Mariners, $1.70 favorite. Total 7.5 painted across most of the market here. And Logan Gilbert is a positive regression candidate to me, a guy I will look to bet on in the near future. 4.23 ERA, but a 3.33 FIP, 2.94 xFIP, 34 strikeouts and 27 and two-thirds, low hard hit percentage, low barrel rate. He's been on the wrong side of some bad luck. I tried to bet him in that game against the Phillies. I believe that was his last start. Wound up giving up the four runs there. But Gilbert is a guy in the near future I will be looking to bet on. And for J.P. Sears for the A's, if you want to bet on him, you probably do it at home because he's a fly ball guy, pitch to contact guy, although he does have over a strikeout per inning so far this season. So we'll see how Sears does in this outing. But I just wanted to mention Gilbert because he is a guy I'll be looking to back here in the near future. Coming up after a short break, my thoughts on the interleague games for today and my three bets for May 3rd.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews, very much appreciated, not only for my show, but also for all of the other podcasts that we have going on at VSiN.com. All right, so let's take a look at this interleague slate here, and I want to start with Arizona and Texas. This is a game that will have already started by the time you listen to this show, by the time the show gets out even, because this game starts in about 20 minutes from when I'm recording. But I just want to talk about Brandon Pfaadt really quickly here. So Pfaadt makes his debut for the Diamondbacks in this start. The 24-year-old right-hander, deep arsenal, elite pitching coach. I like the upside of this guy going forward. And something else to keep in mind, I've talked about evaluating the minor league stats, right? Well, he gave up 19 home runs in 105 and a third innings in Double-A last year while pitching for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Yes, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Well, Amarillo's at 3,700 feet in elevation. Then when he goes to AAA, not only is he pitching in the Pacific Coast League, but he's also pitching in Reno, Nevada. So that's obviously well up there in elevation as well. So for Fott, a guy that throughout his minor league career, it does look like he has a home run issue. He's a fly ball guy, and he's pitched in a lot of not optimal venues for being a fly ball guy. In 56 starts, how about this? 408 strikeouts against 67 walks. Number 16 prospect in baseball, according to Fangraphs, coming into the season here. Brandon Fott looks like a guy that should have success at the big league level. Now, major leaguers also hit home runs. That will definitely be a thing because he's a strike thrower and he's around the plate a ton. But I think his home run numbers are negatively impacted by the ballparks that he's been forced to pitch in on his way up to the big league level. The Texas League in AA is, like, I don't even know, maybe it's called the Southern League. I don't know what the hell it's called. But there are a lot of ballparks where it's hot as hell. The ball carries really well. A lot of them are very humid. The ball carries its best in hot and humid weather. So Brandon Fott is a guy that looks like he has a home run problem, but I wouldn't read too much into that. I think it's just a byproduct of environment. And from a Major League Baseball standpoint, a lot more of these venues are at sea level or close to it than what you see in the minor leagues. So we'll see how he does today against the Rangers, but he's a guy that I definitely like quite a bit here going forward. I don't want to touch on the Giants and Astros game because that one's already going to be underway as well. But let's talk about the Angels and the Cardinals for a second. Shohei Ohtani and Miles Michaelis in this one. And this is one of those lines where you look at it and you kind of wonder, what am I missing? You know, what is going on with this game that I'm not quite seeing here, where the Angels have actually gone down into a smaller favorite with Ohtani on the mound against Michaelis. And Michaelis has not been very good so far this season here. Now, I will say this. He's gotten better. In his first three starts, he allowed 16 runs on 29 hits and 14 and a third. In his last three starts, five earned runs on 16 hits and 17 and a third. Now, Michaelis is a guy who doesn't miss bats. That's just what he is. He's a pitch-to-contact type of guy. But he's been better. And I think this line, and specifically this line move, kind of indicates this notion that he is improving, and he's been a pretty reliable guy for the Cardinals over the last few years. Does that mean that I want to rush to bet on him? Hell no, absolutely not. But what it does mean is that when the Cardinals get this thing going, and I think at some point they do, it'll be on the backs of their starting pitching. And Steven Matz was terrible in the first inning yesterday, but at least he settled in, kind of gave them a little bit of, you know, gave them a chance, really, to possibly come back in that game. And you got to give him credit for that. And you got to give Michaelis credit for kind of figuring some things out here as well. So it's small building blocks for the Cardinals, who are obviously one of the season's biggest underachievers. But I think this line kind of does suggest this notion that this team can't continue to be this bad. Now, what it could also suggest is that maybe there's something to the fact that Shohei Ohtani struggled last time out against the Oakland A's, gave up five runs. He had been unhittable to that point, gave up three barrels in that start. Those are the only three barrels he's allowed all season long. 185 ERA, 345 FIP, a 150 batting average on balls in play against. That is not going to stick around, nor is the 86.5% left on base percentage. So we're seeing maybe some people buying into the notion of regression for Ohtani, maybe buying into the notion of some positive regression for the Cardinals as a whole. I can't argue with that. Again, this team is too good to be this bad. So at some point, they are going to get better. And maybe the betting market kind of feels like this may be the time, or may at least be a buy point where people are so down on the Cardinals that there's some line equity in taking some of their games. All right, let's get to the three plays I do have here for this Wednesday card. All three of them are totals. And admittedly, that does scare me a little bit. Totals generally not my strong suit for baseball. I've been better with sides historically. But these are three totals that I do like for a variety of different reasons here. And we start in the Bronx, where we got Shane Bieber on the bump for the Guardians against Clark Schmidt and the Yankees. Bieber, $1.25 favorite in this game. Total of 7.5. The first two games of this series have been extremely low scoring. I'm not surprised yesterday with Tanner Bibee and Garrett Cole. I was a little bit surprised with Cal Quantrill and Domingo Herman. But when you look at this game, there's not much to like about these two starting pitchers right now. Shane Bieber is allowing a lot of hard contact. In five of his six starts this year, his hard hit percentage has been 50% or higher, and overall 48.2%. The only start he limited hard contact was against Oakland, and quite frankly, they suck. So, you know, that's not really anything that impresses me. Bieber has been a big factor of that phenomenon I've referenced before called cluster luck, which is talked about in Joe Pita's book, Trading Bases. Really, really great book. Bieber with the bases empty this season. 257 average, 337 on base, 446 slugging, a 343 wOBA against. But in 69 plate appearances with men on base, the opposition batting 200 with a 232 on base, a 277 slugging, and a 225 wOBA. And the numbers are even worse in terms of performance with men in scoring position. At some point, there's going to be a reckoning for Shane Bieber. And I think it could very well be today. Because the way to attack Bieber is to go opposite field against him. You take that slider, you take that curveball, you take that cutter, and you hit it the other way if you're a right-handed batter. Well, when you hit the ball the other way at Yankee Stadium, a lot of good things happen. Generally, if you're a right-handed batter with that short porch in that little league field. So Bieber allowing a lot of hard contact with some cluster luck splits that I don't think he's going to be able to maintain. So I think the Yankees have a decent chance here today. Of course, I wish they had Aaron Judge, but if they did, this would be higher juice or maybe even a total of eight. So you kind of deal with that. But for Clark Schmidt, every start's been a struggle for this guy. The raw stuff looks great. The spin rates are excellent. The velocity's good. But a 684 ERA and a 553 FIP in his 25 innings pitched. He's given up seven home runs. Hard hit percentage 53.8%. Barrel percentage 15.4%. Of the 87 batters that Schmidt has not struck out, 42 of them have reached base in some capacity. So I'm going to take my chances on the over 7.5 here. As I said, I think Bieber has a reckoning coming. Schmidt's command profile is not great. And guys like Jose Ramirez and Josh Bell starting to hit the ball a little bit better for Cleveland. That's a big deal for them because they don't have a lot of guys that hit the ball hard. But Bieber's in the bottom 4% in average exit velocity, bottom 14% in hard hit percentage. Schmidt's in the bottom 4% in exit velocity as well, bottom 3% in hard hit percentage. If these two guys dodge all that, fine, so be it, whatever. But I think over 7.5, the play here at minus 115. Next up, another over, Toronto and Boston. And the first two games of this series have gone over. And today you get Nick Pivetta up against Alek Manoah. Nick Pivetta, I don't know how he has a 281 batting average on balls in play against. He has a 53.6% hard hit percentage on the season. He's been bad against the American League East throughout his career and certainly over the last couple of seasons. Those are guys that hit the ball hard. You know, most of those lineups in the AL East make a lot of loud and violent contact. I would expect that to be the case here against Nick Pivetta today. And he's just given up so much hard contact. You know, and that's something that eventually the chickens come to roost with that. And against a Toronto team that makes a good bit of hard contact, this should be a good opportunity for the Blue Jays to jump out here offensively. But also, Alek Manoah has struggled himself. And Manoah's a guy that maybe he's slowly but surely figuring it out, but he's had walk rate issues. His hard hit percentage is up 10%. Strikeout rate down about 3.6% from last year. Lefties and righties both hitting him. Lefties doing a better job. And this Red Sox lineup's been the best in baseball over the last 7 days and over the last 14 days from a wOBA standpoint. Both bullpens up against it a little bit here. The Red Sox have had four guys work three of the last 4 days. The Blue Jays bullpen the last 3 days has been quite bad and is the weak link of this team for this season. So over 9.5 minus 105 to play there at Fenway Park, and hopefully we get similar results to what we've seen in the first two games of this series. And I think the pitching matchup does lend itself towards that. One more total, and it's another over. So I don't know, maybe I'm being too square here today. I guess we'll find out. But this is a first five over between the Orioles and the Royals. So I'm looking to actively bet against Kyle Gibson. Do I want to do it by backing Zach Greinke? Absolutely not. Do I want to do it by taking a first five over here? Yeah, I think that's a good play. So for Kyle Gibson, the hard hit percentage is fine. The ground ball percentage is fine, all of that. But he just allows a lot of balls in play. He had 11 strikeouts in his first start against the Tigers, which was two outings ago. Over his other 28 innings, he's only struck out 16 guys. And he's running a 306 BABIP. That makes sense with a high ground ball rate. He's been able to pitch out of some jams. But Kansas City, again, I'm still looking for this Royals offense to get going here. They're fourth in hard hit percentage, but 27th in batting average on balls in play. Now, remember, the definition of a hard hit ball is a batted ball with an exit velocity of at least 95 miles per hour. The league average on batted balls of at least 95 miles per hour, 503 batting average, 987 slugging percentage. Where are the Royals? They're dead last in batting average at 447 and 28th in slugging percentage at 830. So they're fourth in hard hit percentage, but they're not getting the results. Also, they swap out Nicky Lopez for Michael Garcia. That's a pretty big upgrade as they called up their top prospect with Lopez on the shelf after appendicitis. They're seventh in number of at-bats, ending with a hard hit ball. That's up there with the Braves and the Yankees and the Blue Jays. They just haven't had the same outcomes. So this Kansas City offense, I'm still waiting for it to have that positive uptick. And as far as the Baltimore offense goes, I mean, they've been very, very good so far this season. Top 10 against both lefties and righties. And they get a righty here in Zach Greinke, who I think it's time for Zach Greinke. I think you hop on that horse and you ride off into the sunset. This should be his last year. Over his last four starts, he's given up 19 runs in 19 and two-thirds innings. Hard hit percentage over 50% in his last three starts. He's given up seven home runs in his last four. Just doesn't miss bats. A lot of balls in play coming in this game. I'll take my chances with runs being scored. First five over in the Orioles and Royals game at minus 110 to go along with Yankees Guardians over 7.5, minus 115, and Blue Jays Red Sox over 9.5, minus 105. So three overs. We're rooting for offense here tonight on the card. I'll be back again on Thursday with another edition here of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at Skating Tripods. And hey, I'll chat with you guys again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.